Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Savannah, so you're looking for Daryl, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what happened with Daryl?
Okay, so we've been dating for a little while. Everything's been going well, well, at least that's what I thought. And it's been about a week now that I haven't heard from him at all.
Okay, what'd you do? No, what happened?
I didn't do anything.
Let me take that back. What happened last time you guys hung out?
Okay, last time we went to dinner. We had a great time. Pretty ordinary or whatever. One thing that I keep, like, I don't know, that's kind of like bugging me a little is that when the date started, I was in a bad mood a little bit because my sons had really pissed me off. But yeah. I lightened up as the date went on and everything was great. So
you have sons, you said?
Yeah, I have two teenage sons.
Oh, God, they beat him up. They beat him up.
Oh, my God. Listen, my kids are a lot, but not in that way.
Oh, okay. So you can't think of anything besides the fact that you were a little bit in a bad mood on the date?
But, yeah, just in the beginning. I warmed up. Everything went well. I even forgot about how it was feeling in the beginning as the date progressed.
That makes sense. I mean, you got kids. Every now and then they piss you off. And
exactly.
You know? Now we're going to call Daryl, and he's going to be like, she was so mean to me all night long. She only apologized after I cried.
No, he even said he was going to call me. He was going to hit me up so we could plan something for the weekend. And then he never called me, never texted, didn't respond when I hit him up.
All right.
So I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll find out, all right?
Okay.
All right. Hang on the phone, Savannah. It is the Second Date Update on the 10s.
Now back to the Second Date Update on the 10s.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So we just spoke to Savannah, and she's looking for this guy, Daryl, who... Okay, so apparently the last time they hung out, she was in a little bit of a bad mood because she has sons, and they pissed her off before their date.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that at the beginning of the date, she was a little... She admits she was off. But she warmed up towards the end. So the thing is, was it because she was off in the beginning that Daryl isn't calling her back? Did something else happen? I'm going to go with her sons beat up Daryl, and he can't deal with it. Because she has two teenage boys. that's tough.
Mm.
How big are your boys? Are they bigger than Daryl?
No, they're still kids, 14 and 15 and a half.
Okay, all right. Well, all right. Well, we'll give them a call right now, right? Stay quiet.
Hello?
Hello, is this Daryl?
Yeah, what's up? It's Daryl.
Oh, what's up, Daryl? So this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Yeah, can I explain to you really quick why we're calling you?
Who is this again?
Okay, I knew you were just waking up. Okay, we got your phone number from a girl who wants to ask you out on a date, basically. So I'm going to tell you her name, and if you say yes to a date, then we will pay for whatever restaurant you want to go to. So you'll be getting free food, free drinks, hanging out with a girl that you already know, and possibly, you know, you guys will develop something. She thinks that you kind of like each other already.
Oh, shit. You already said it. Free food and drinks. Okay. I'm in on that.
He didn't hear anything about the girl.
Yeah, right. I don't think he cares.
I feel like he's in and out right now. Okay, so Daryl, so the girl's name is Savannah. Do you remember Savannah?
Oh, Savannah.
Okay, so she would love to go on another date with you if you're amenable to that. Do you agree?
Savannah want to go out with me again.
Correct.
I thought I'd f*** things up with her.
You thought you f***ed things up with her, you said?
Yeah, like that was a minute ago. I did.
Okay. Well, no, this makes sense because she said that last time you guys went out, she was in a little bit of a bad mood in the beginning, but she said like towards the end she was cool and she wanted to see you again. Is that what you're talking about?
Last time we were supposed to go out. Man, we were supposed to go out to dinner. I popped over our house a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
Was hanging out. I was real, real hungry. And so I went in their cabinet and ate a box of fruit snacks. I ate a whole box of Oreos.
What does this have to do with
I know, what is happening?
There's a lot of confusion. And I was early.
Okay.
So when she got home from work, I don't know. I could tell she was on one because she came in real mad.
Yeah.
Must have had a hard day or something. She looked in the trash and saw the empty containers.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, she got lit. She started screaming, yelling at her two kids. She got two big-ass teenage boys.
Yeah.
Yelling at them, come downstairs right now. Started screaming at them, going in on them. You ate all the snacks. I done told you. Y'all listen to me. Y'all little like she was
oh my God.
On these kids.
Wow. Okay. On the snacks that you ate. Well,
all the stuff I ate. So once I heard that, I kind of froze up for real. I ain't going to lie.
You didn't admit to it.
Nah, them kids have to take that heat. I have to chill and just listen.
No.
Oh, my God. Daryl, Savannah's on the phone, and she just heard what you said.
Why wouldn't you tell me this? Are you f***ing kidding me?
Savannah?
That's Savannah.
Yeah, it's me. Like, who f*** does that? Why would you sit there and let me call my kids downstairs and punish them, yell at them, our whole date night, why wouldn't you open your mouth and say, hey, that was me. I was hungry.
Hey, Savannah, listen. I'm sorry. Listen. That was crazy. Like, you came in wild. Like, you was yelling. I thought you was going to hit them little kids, man. I couldn't stop in the middle of that.
I thought I was going to hit them. So you thought I was going to hit them. So you just decided to sit there quiet like a liar and a coward?
What was I supposed to...
That was your plan?
Daryl, that's not a good defense. You thought that she was going to hit them. So you said, let me not say something?
Yeah, that's between a mother and a son. Like, I had a mother like that used to scream at me all the time. I wasn't about to jump in the middle of that.
I can't believe this. You are a piece of shit. I threw away their Xbox. I grounded them. Oh. No TV. Oh. I can't believe this. And they never even said anything.
They never said anything?
I had no idea that f***ing Daryl piece of shit ate all that food, all those snacks. And here's the thing. There was food in the refrigerator, Daryl. Why the f*** did you eat their school snacks?
I don't know. It was just right there.
He sounds so real, scared.
They never told on me.
I was just about to say, they didn't say anything.
No, wow, no. No one said anything.
Wow.
That means no snitches in their house.
Yo, that means, so wait, Daryl, so you thought that they ratted you out and that's why you were not calling?
Savannah had called me after our date a couple times and then she texted me. I thought that's what she was calling me about. I thought they told on me and she was about to get on me.
You thought I was going to call you to fight with you over fucking fruit snacks and Oreos?
The way you let them little dudes up, I knew you had one for me.
Oh, my God.
Listen, this is so fixable because now that we know.
Really?
Yeah, because all the way around. Look, now she knows the truth. Daryl is sorry. And we know clearly Savannah's sons clearly like Daryl. If they did not, you said you took away their Xbox and their TV and they still didn't.
Wow. Grounded. On top of all of that, grounded.
That to me means that they like Daryl. They would love to see it. So I think that we can, we'll go out to dinner, have a nice talk. Maybe you apologize to her sons, and we keep it moving.
Savannah, I'm sorry. I'll pop over there for real, but I'm kind of afraid to look them dudes in the face again after that. Man.
I don't want to see this man again. This man's a piece of shit. I'm off that, guys. I don't want another date with him.
Man, I'm so impressed. I'm a little soldiers ain't opening mouth.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR 281332.